It's really very simple for me. You know, we've reached a place in Ireland where it appears that the people whose wages we pay, i.e. the government, have stopped listening to us. And it's very frustrating as a person who loves my country to watch how the political game is being played out at the moment. And I, for one, am mystified as to why we don't have a much better way of communicating with the government, other than them telling us they know what they're doing and we just need to keep paying our taxes and agree with everything. And if we have a problem with anything, we're the problem. For example, the most important one for me at the moment is that we have to stop mass immigration into Ireland. That is not to say that we don't need good, positive immigration, that we don't need doctors and nurses. We've always needed that. We're a small island with a dying population. Of course we need good, quality immigration. But whether they acknowledge it or not, the general consensus at the moment is that it's out of control. And that is very worrying for a lot of people. And there's very little talk back. There's very little explanation coming from the government. So, you know, a lot of people have been worried about immigration in terms of, you know, race and religion. And it really doesn't have anything to do with that. It's about numbers. We have a country whose health service is creaking under the strain of dealing with our own people, and we're adding more people to it without adding more infrastructure. And also in the subject of housing, we have exactly the same situation. We have a broken housing system, and instead of fixing it, adding more people to it is only going to end in a catastrophe. And in that, my opinion is in the circumstances we're in, there's a very simple solution, and that is that we need to prioritize Irish people for housing and hospital services, mental health services. That is not to say we won't help other people. We're famous worldwide for helping other people. We're one of the most compassionate countries in the world. But compassion has to be equal. It has to start with your own people. And I think not being that compassionate with Irish people in terms of what they should deserve to have in terms of services and housing means that you're creating an imbalance. And unfortunately, as somebody like myself who has an Irish mother and a Nigerian father, all of the people who've come here from other places are seen as the problem, and that's not the case. This is a system that the government have in place where they are prioritizing other people over Irish people. That would be my first point. My second point is that we need to deal with illegal immigration. You know, the perceived notion of it, you know, the numbers, it's a mystery because the whole thing has been shrouded. But you cannot reward people for breaking the law on the first day of arriving in the country. And let's face it, that's what this is. When you arrive in a country without your papers, I wouldn't get past the airport lounge in an airport without my papers. So there's no way of knowing who these people are. Now, they could be lovely people, but the perception is that they are undocumented, and that is very, very worrying for a lot of people. So for me, you know, returning illegal immigrants at the point of entry or when they have their visas removed is not racist, it's sensible. You know, you cannot let people in and you don't know who they are because you're putting everybody at risk. So those would really be the main things that I would be seeking to bring to people's attention, and also to allow people to have a conversation about immigration without being called racist, about illegal immigrants without being called xenophobic. You know, this is just about concerned people who've lived in the country their whole life. Their grandmothers and grandfathers lived on nothing to leave them a legacy. And in my opinion, that legacy has now been squandered by unelected officials in Brussels and by our own politicians who've stopped listening to the people.